Speaking of coolers, not many cooler men than Jed Edcock from the Brisbane Lions. Assistant coach has been watching this team evolve beautifully the last couple of years after his playing days under Chris Fagan there. And he's been good enough to join us ahead of Friday night's clash against the Tigers. Jed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're going very well, thank you. What did you do from a coaching perspective in the week off? What did you focus on up there at Brisbane?
We actually enjoyed a couple of days off, which has been nice. We haven't really been in the hub per se, but it's been a pretty hectic year. So it's been nice just to relax with family and spend a bit of time together. But we obviously spent a bit of time on Richmond and we had a little scratch match against ourselves on Friday before a couple of days off. So I think we've played Richmond a fair bit the last couple of years. We probably know them pretty well. We just haven't been able to quite execute well enough to get a win.
And that's right. And even we go back to last year's campaign, where plenty of opportunities in that game against the Tigers. In fact, both games in the finals campaign last year. But why are you better placed this year, Jed, than perhaps last year?
I think everyone talks about, and we heard it a lot last year, that coming into your first final series in a long time, it generally takes a couple of years before you feel, till you can perform better or feel better placed. And I just think that's the general feeling amongst the group. We feel like we're in better form across the board. Last year, going to the finals, it was probably heavily talked about last year that, especially going forward, we relied heavily on Charlie. And Charlie was in really good form, kicking a lot of goals for us in the finals. And we need to really spread the load. And I think we've got a much better spread amongst goal kickers and who we're targeting in the forward line. Our defence is really tightened up. Especially probably the last half of the year. And I think we're just, generally in a good place, playing good footy. We're fit and healthy, so we feel like we've got the game plan to beat Richmond this weekend, or tomorrow night, sorry. So just executing and finishing off.
Jed, one of the key players is Daniel Rich. We had a look at him last week as well. Really, really enjoyed sort of his game and what he's been able to do throughout this season. He's been really important, but when he has 20 or more disposals, you don't lose. So just get the ball in his hands early and away you go.
That's a good stat for us. We'll hopefully stop the opposition kicking 15 points. So he's obviously he's played a lot of footy now, but him being up, he had that couple of weeks off, and then him being able to come back later in the year and spend playing that really high half-back. And I think that's what Richmond have got. And they've got those three or four really small half-backers that just take off and run and create really good offence for them. And Richie's sort of been able to really do that for us at the back half of the year. And he's a bit of a rock down there. He intercepts balls, but also launches the ball back in really well with his left peg.
Jed, do you know why Richmond has had it over Brisbane in recent times? Is it something that you've been able to identify one or two particular reasons that you can maybe try and counter against, or are you more focusing on what you're going to do tomorrow night to get the result?
Well, to be honest, most teams actually have had the wood on us over recent times. The third finals, our last finals besides last year was 2010. It was a long time ago, and I think Faig spoke about it in the paper that, we've had to come to get to this point, even last year, to get to that point last year, we've had to actually stop a lot of opposition runs against us. We've had, Sydney we hadn't beaten for a long time, Collingwood we hadn't beaten for a long time. So as always, there'd been quite a number of clubs that we hadn't beaten for quite some time, and it was just a matter of time before we actually were able to get over the line, and Richmond's no different. As I said earlier, I feel like we've played Richmond enough to know how they play and what they do. And it's just probably more about focused on us and what we do really well and what's put us in this position this year to finish top two and get a double chance. So, we're confident going in. We know you've got to play really good footy against Richmond. Hopefully this time we can just finish off and execute a little bit better than we have the last couple of times.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, because I don't want to sort of dwell on the negative. I think it's well recognised how well you do so many parts of your game. Yep. But with the goal kicking, is it something that you talk about, or do you feel that if you do talk about it, it gets worse? How do you sort of address that situation in front of goal?
Well, we've addressed it, yeah. And I think if you actually look at the stats the last 4 weeks, we've performed really well. I think we're over the last 4 weeks, we're AFL 4, AFL 3. If it, you know, we can only go on that. You know, over the whole year, I think we're 17, but you know, the last 4 weeks from when we've really started to knuckle down, try and address it, and look at it and tackle it head on. You know, we've seen some really good change. You know, you're playing against opposition that, you know, force, you know, difficult shots sometimes, you know, under pressure. And I mean, there's no hiding from the fact that, you know, you get to a big game and you've got to kick straight. So, you know, we've addressed it. We'll continue to address it if it comes back again. But, you know, we're confident at the moment that we've done the work, and we should be hopefully right to go in front of goal tomorrow night.
So, Jed, I'm going to ask you this question and then get Jono to comment on it as well. How do you address it? Is it a mental thing with it? Is it about just taking shots in better positions? Is it more goal-kicking training or practice at training? How do you address that, such a thing?
Well, it's a bit of everything. It's obviously, if you're taking shots in better spots, you know, you're more chance of kicking more goals and points. That's the obvious one. So, you know, if we can set up players in better spots, well, that's our first task. And then besides that, if, you know, if we're getting set shots from different angles, or we're missing easy set shots, or even shots on the run or snaps, then it's making sure you do the work. There's obviously going to be a little bit mental in it, but it's probably more just going back to the square one with a lot of the guys and making sure their routine's in good shape and just being consistent with that, not chopping and changing. So I think once they felt comfortable with that, no matter where they were in the ground or no matter the circumstances, if they'd miss one or two, they'll still go through the same routine, knowing that if I get this right, then generally it pays off more than it doesn't. So I think there's just always going to be different aspects, depending on what the game throws up, you know, position on the ground, time of the game, which comes down to more mental, but also just making sure the routine's nice and set.
Jed Adcock's with us, the Brisbane Lions assistant ahead of Friday night's clash with Richmond. Jono?
Yeah, look, I agree with what Jed has spoken about there, and it is about positioning, it's about time of game as well. And we just need to, I think with that goal kicking, you need to create that, we've spoken about it before, Harp, that plant with purpose. So, Therefore, you need that strength in that kick, because we see guys that will fatigue, obviously, in game, they'll get their set shot, and they're a bit slow and try and control things rather than, you know, if they're in the middle of the ground and Lachie Neale gets it and he steps out, he'll plant with purpose to kick the ball. So therefore, from a goal-kicking point of view, you've still got to have that plant with purpose, that strength in your kick. Otherwise, you will start to spray them left, right and centre. And Jed, going forward then from a game point of view, the Tigers' defence is so settled. They're so strong. They compete well in the air. Have you looked at the way that you're going to enter forward 50 in terms of your ball movement this week?
The thing about our game and the way that we play, which, I mean, has worked, you know, for the last couple of years really, is that we like to make sure we give them different looks. We try not to be too predictable coming in. So whether that's, you know, you're coming in wide and coming back through the corridor or just going straight down the middle from the get-go, you know, you might try and target more pockets at times, depending on what the game's allowing and if they're rebounding too quick. So you're playing your talls high, you're playing your talls deep. So it all depends on what the opposition sort of give to a certain degree. But at the same time, we try and give different looks. And, you know, keep opposition, you know, changing their look and guessing a little bit as well. So, you know, we think that's one of our strengths, is that we have the tendency with our forward line, especially in the way we move the ball, is that we can give different looks and trouble opposition in the way we move the ball, but also the way we set up our forward line as well. So, I think we might see quite a few looks, Jono, on tomorrow night to see the reaction we get.
So, just two quick ones before I let you go, Jed. Andrews and Berry will play?
Yeah, they all look pretty fit at the moment. So, it's been really nice. Harris, yeah, attackies rehab the way he has and, you know, probably come back. I think they said it might be a week early, but really he's... he probably could have played last week or ready to go last week. So another week hasn't hurt him at all. And Bez looks nice and strong. So things at the moment, they'll play. We've got training this morning and see how they go this morning and then we'll go from there.
Well, that's great news for Brisbane Lions fans. And, of course, the other big news from a selection perspective is Tom Lynch is out. How does that change the way you think they will play in that forward half of the ground?
They've probably just got to make the decision whether they go to second ruck or they only play the one genuine tall, really. They've generally gone with two rucks, so you'll imagine that Chole will Chol will play down there, and it doesn't really change a lot. I mean, yeah, Tom Lynch is a fantastic player and that, but you still got to man up on whoever's down there. You know, the smalls are the ones that get up really high and they beat you back with their speed and ball room, so make sure we catch them on the way through, and hopefully Harris and Darth and that down there capture the ball back and rebound it our way. So, yeah, they'll give us plenty of looks, but they'll challenge us, and we've got to be on our toes ready for it.
All right, we can't wait for it. Friday night's going to be a ripper, and we look forward to seeing the best of the Brisbane Lions against the Tigers on that game. Jed, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.